Jeff Gordon was born in Vallejo, California, where his stepfather, John Bickford, helped spark an interest in racing. After winning a few quarter midget titles in California, the family moved to Pittsboro, Indiana, to begin Gordon's full-size racing career. And Gordon would cut his teeth with the very best USAC sprint car drivers the organization had to offer. At the age of 19, Gordon won the National Midget Championship, and the following year, won the USAC Silver Crown Series title. While his path was heading toward the brickyard, he grew fond of stock car racing. His first NASCAR start came in 1990 at the Rockingham Speedway in what was then the Busch Grand National Series, today's Xfinity Series, for owner Hugh Connery.
19-year-old Jeff Gordon, really a story here. He's never been to Rockingham. Jeff, it's a lot different driving those sprint cars and midget cars.
It's all a difference in the world.
He joined Bill Davis's team in 1991 and raced full-time in the Busch Series, earning Rookie of the Year honors.
In only his 35th start, Jeff Gordon of Pittsboro, Indiana, takes the checkered flag and wins the Atlanta 300.
I'm absolutely speechless. This is a dream come true.
In 1992, Gordon won three races for Davis and the Baby Ruth team, and his stock in NASCAR began to rise. It didn't take long for Gordon to start drawing the eyes of some big-time mega teams in NASCAR, and most notably, Rick Hendrick of Hendrick Motorsports.
I just had this feeling that all that raw talent, I saw that with Tim Richmond, and that just, if you can drive a car out of control like that, you're, and being young and being able to do that, I thought, boy, this kid's going to be a star.
Hendrick signed Gordon in May of 1992, and that November, Gordon made his Cup Series debut at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. On the same day, Richard Petty retired and ran amid a fierce championship battle between eventual titleist Alan Kowicki, the late Davey Allison, and NASCAR Hall of Famer Bill Elliott.
Back to the stripe, lap one of 200. Jeff Gordon on the low side of the racetrack leads the first lap of the Daytona 500.
In 1993, Gordon drove to the Rookie of the Year title in the Cup Series. And the year after, he earned victories in two of NASCAR's elite races, the Coke 600 at Charlotte and the inaugural Brickyard 400 at Indy.
Jeff Gordon pads his lead atop the Winston Cup Championship with win number 7 of the year.
His first championship came in 1995.
While Jeff Gordon grabs the 1995 NASCAR Winston Cup Championship.
And again in 97 and 98. With the forthcoming in 2001, he's won the Daytona 500 three times.
Gordon moves low to block. They come to the tri-oval. Earnhardt will not be able to do anything with him. Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
The Brickyard 400 five times and won the Southern 500 six times, earning a $1 million bonus in the 1997 edition.
Martin looks down to the inside. He'll not be able to do it. Jeff Gordon holds off a last lap charge by Jeff Burton and wins the Mountain Dew Southern 500. And Jeff Gordon wins the Winston Million.
Despite Gordon's incredible talents on the racetrack, his accomplishments off were just as remarkable. Clean cut, polished in front of a camera, Gordon helped push auto racing and the sport of NASCAR straight to America's televisions and the mainstream media. His philanthropic efforts have been life-changing, launching the Jeff Gordon Foundation in 1999. And in 2006, he opened the Jeff Gordon Children's Hospital in Concord, North Carolina. The Motor Racing Network congratulates the newest member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame, Jeff Gordon.